feeling, Eddie?
I'm alright.
Good, alright, or just kind of right?
Like I'm good. Okay.
You gonna play this week?
That's what we're shooting for. Hopefully I'm able to get out there and play.
How much were you able to do in practice today?
I went into the shut me down, did a couple individual drills, you know, see how I felt running around, and yeah, stop when he told me to.
When you had the ankle last year, I think week two, and then it's against Seattle, you were able to play the next week. Is this similar to that, or is it worse?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm able to move decently right now, so I have a few more days till Sunday, so we'll still have time to get better.
Is it just different between lateral, running forward, backward, cutting? I mean, what is it? Would you assess it?
I mean, it just I don't know. It depends. I don't know.
I don't want to make you out to be an ankle expert, but you did deal with an ankle like the entire second half of your rookie season, where you were like walking around in that boot all week long and then playing, right?
A couple times.
Is that experience, does that help you kind of know how to handle it this week? So you can, because you guys, we don't know what's going to happen with James. I mean, they need you to play.
Right. I mean, you know, like I'm saying, it's going to come down to Sunday. I mean, I'm going to do everything in my power to be able to, you know, put myself in the best position to, you know, when it's game time to go out there and play.
What does that consist of? Like
a lot of treatment.
Yeah.
A lot. And a cold tub, which I really despise. Just thinking I'd tell y'all that.
You wish the hot tub looked the same, right?
Literally, I do. I do. Cold tubs. Not a big fan at all.
The ankle notwithstanding, the last two games, I mean, the production you've had in 28 carries is big time. How do you feel right now? You're running, and how do you feel like things are kind of clicking in the run game?
I mean, I feel good. I think, you know, as a whole, you know, we've been doing a great job. Offensive line, you know, been getting guys out the way. You know, you see receivers finishing blocks downfield, and, you know, we've just been able to take advantage of that. And I definitely think it's going to help, you know, if we can stay consistent with that, you know, down the line.
What do you think of 18 and 88 when they're in the backfield?
Speed. That's what I think about. I mean, it's going to be tough for, you know, linebackers, whoever have to cover them, you know, whether they motion out or a little swing passes or whatever it may be. You know, it just adds another dynamic. And I think it's going to be tough for, you know, linebackers to be able to, you know, cover them in open field.
Eddie, you talked about your linemen setting good blocks for you and getting in the rhythm. When you're healthy, do you feel like you're an extra blocker as you're blocking for yourself with your brute strength? Kind of looks like that.
As in breaking tackles?
Yeah, I mean, do you treat it that way? That, okay, this guy's in my way, let's get him out of my way, even though you're obviously trying to run. It seems like you want to be a little blocker for yourself.
I think we could put that in a energy creating category. You know, like you said, you know, the offensive line do get them out the way, but anytime they don't and I'm able to run into them and, you know, keep going, that definitely, you know, is a spark for, you know, our team.
When you're able to, the last two games, you've done that, you've knocked guys over and then you've gone out of bounds, but they didn't bring you down. Do you take extra pride in, no matter what, you're finishing it and you're still on your feet?
Definitely. You know, running backs do that. You know, anytime, you know, a defender comes trying to, you know, whether they're coming at an angle to hit you and, you know, they fall down and you go out of bounds, but you stand up and they have to look up at you still standing up. I think it takes a little bit out of them and it, you know, it gives us a little more.
Eddie, with as productive as you were the other night, I mean, was it a real bummer to come out of that game? I mean, you could have put up some pretty good numbers.
Yeah, that sucked a little bit. But, I mean, you know, it happened. You know, wish it didn't because, I mean, you don't know, you know, what the outcome could have been, how much more could have happened. But, I mean, it's a long season. Just got to, you know, get back healthy and, you know, shoot for it again next week.
This is a team that you're now playing four times in 4 years. How much does a familiarity help you out in terms of preparation?
It helps out a lot because we played them here, well, there once, but then here ever since then. And, you know, we know what they're going to do. And, you know, it just comes down to execution. And, you know, I think we've been doing a great job with that in the past, and we just have to, you know, do it again this upcoming week.